Kabul, now the task is on demanding the withdrawal of all Pakistani troops from East Pakistan.
That's right. Oh, Ron, sure to call. Come on.
Keep over the balance of the party, right?
Yes. sir.
Period. I wouldn't say it's more than they had had previously.
I'll say they'll do the maximum possible within their technical capability.
But I can be gentlemen, it's much less than we've had in any previous visit. That's it. Period.
Right.
Very good.
Now, on the India-Pakistan thing, if it comes up, what I would say is, say, gentlemen, we've given $6 billion in economic aid to India over the years. There is no question what the United States thinks about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You better have a little more about the L-40.
Yeah,
don't forget the real thing. The goddamn young people over there don't do that.
Yeah.
I want economic aid, multilateral aid, in which we have participated, and also BL-480, get the whole figure.
I'm sure $6 billion is entirely bilateral.
Of course, that is what counts.
I'll give the total figure, then I'll say we've given $500 million in Swiss refugee things started. There's only one issue as far as we are concerned, the recourse to military force to settle an issue in rest. And say that is what we are opposing. It is against the Charter of the United Nations. It's against the principles of this country. And make them attack us on that ground.
Right.
Okay. On Vietnam, I'd follow exactly the line of your press conference.
Right. Nothing more to say. We're watching the situation very closely. What is infiltration? Don't let that build up to a big story of all that they say. We see that pick up any little thing that we see more than we like or this and that.
I'll just say there's the usual seasonal buildup, and we have to watch it for a period of 6 weeks or so to see what the...
What we want to do is there is to surprise them and prevent it. Give them a hell of a walk.
On the Middle East, I'll tend to stay away from it. The only thing is if they ask me about what about the arms balance. Well, I'll say, one, we maintain it. Secondly, there seems to be some misunderstanding. There are two ways of looking at the arms balance, I thought I'd say. One is it altered? And the second, is it upset? Say, the Secretary of State meant to say, upset, that the arms balance is not upset, and that is our position. The other hand, obviously, when so much equipment has come in, the Egyptian position has been altered. And what we have to determine is
it was stronger than vis-a-vis the Israeli than it was.
Than it was, but not yet so
not
strong.
Not yet altered so that they have an advantage.
That's right.
And so therefore we're watching it very closely.
Because I have to lay a basis for whatever you may decide to do. That is agreeable to you. This is what...
Well, Rogers wants to give wants his go all out now. Is that his line? I don't know what the hell his line is.
Well, his line is unbelievable because at the same time, he wants to push them. He told Mitchell, that actually helped us. It helped us only because of the game we've got with the Russians. He wants to push them into direct negotiations with the Egyptians under American auspices.
They'll never do that.
I beg your pardon?
They won't do that.
No.
Isn't that a point?
I doubt it. And if they do it, they do it only for phantoms, and then they'll deadlock the negotiations right away. But that at least keeps some heat on them so that they see they're worse off dealing with Rogers than with you. So from the point of view of getting that Russian deal started, the reason we need the Russian deal, Mr. President, cold-bloodedly, is first of all, it's in the long-term Israeli interest. Secondly, if we get that Russian deal at the summit, they have a vested interest in your re-election because they know damn well that the Democrats won't honor it.
Yeah.
And therefore...
Therefore, we have to be giving the Israelis everything.
And therefore, it means that you are guaranteed quiet from the Russians for the remainder of 72. Now, the way we can play that is that we make whatever deal we want, the Israelis don't have to agree to it. And we can control the extent of our confrontation with the Israelis in 73. If we've got to confront them, 73 is a hell of a lot better. I'm cold-blooded about this.
No. Okay.
But what we need from the Israelis is some help on the interim settlement, because the Russians won't make that private deal unless there's a little progress. Well, what I have worked out with Connolly, in addition...
You worked out a sentence with him,
too. Well, what I've worked out, just to let you know, is that, in fact, he dictated it to me to say, we recognize that an international monetary solution requires a cooperative effort of everybody. The United States is not attempting to impose it. The United States had to make clear that it was serious. We are now working out a cooperative solution with the Europeans. There'll be hard bargaining by everybody, but by the time it is finished, we will have something that everybody recognizes to be in the common interest.
And
if they say price of gold... That's right. And if they say price of gold, I won't go into any detail.
Good.
And I will add the sentence that you gave me, if you agree.
About being
served. About Connolly, that everything has been done, not only with the concurrence, but at the recommendation of Secretary Connolly, who is the President's principal advisor.
Possible contact with this.
On economic matters.
Yeah, John Ryan. I mean, but this whole deal really confuses the about. Others dreaming about that you're jumping around the world ignoring the
domestic country. But basically, I think that the new summary probably tends to highlight the negative a little more than the positive, because they list only, say, one positive comment, and then if there are 10 others saying the same thing, it tends to get lost.
I think it's good for us not to get it.
No,
the negatives are, the positives don't do us any good. Right. I mean, they do us good, but not us. No, but I think having a desire that we, that he is your tenant, you tend to go, for example, meaning anything else, they tend to go overboard on the website.
My impression in reading the paper is that it's, that the general impact is very positive.
Oh, yeah.
It shows strong leadership.
Well, the question of jumping it around all the domestic things, we do have to watch them. The fact these scriptures literally week apart, we're in and out. They all have a bunch of scriptures. I don't think it amounts to too much anyway. But we got to be careful not to let them get, you know, they can make some headway that
always
the Democratic candidates who, you know, on Saturday, more important than others.
You can always announce them that each one of these periods in between, and we're doing something. Maybe one night we're working on the health, the next time we're working on this.
I can guarantee, Mr. President, I can personally see to that, that the Japanese, the Germans, and the British are going to put out ecstatic comments about the meetings afterwards.
You can do any kind of press thing after those meetings?
I don't think so.
Have
a brief communique.
Two of you walk out, go out, say we got that.
I think
go out, say some words about some of the peers. We got something on film and the cable.
Get
it all.
Oh, that can be done. But on top of it, I could get Bert Trent, who really has his lines out to all the newspapers there, just to put out the word how impressed they all were, which will feed back into the American press. The British are very good at that.
Yeah, well, that kind of thing would be good. But what I meant was something that because they get on TV.
Oh, I think we can do that.
I mean, you'll have the arrival and the departure type stuff, but there ought to be something with the your very productive meetings.
Well, you're going to settle the international monetary thing, Mr. President. Mr. President, the fact is we have it in 2 points. You could settle it this afternoon with a phone call. If you're willing to go to the gold thing, as you are, then whether they revalue by 10% or 11% isn't worth it. If I were Treasury Secretary, I'd fight. But as a president, it doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference. So we know exactly where we're going to come out within 1 or 2% now. And by the middle of January, we'll have the whole thing said. And by next summer, you will have created a new international monetary system. And the people who were screaming this fall are going to look silly.
It's funny, though, how hard it is to make the people who screamed 6 months ago look silly today. Right?
Well, because our weakness, isn't it?
Easily forgotten, you know, they're screaming. Look at the, you know.
Well, our weakness as an administration is that we are too honorable, strangely enough. We don't...
Well, they were telling, they're screaming about things, and now they forgot what they're screaming about.
Yeah, but we also don't attack them, Mr. President.
We got to get them attacked.
If we screamed and attacked them day after day, we tend to get bored by it. But after a while, they have to start defending themselves. Every time they defend themselves, they make our case.
I've never seen anybody get to last 3 or 4 weeks, for example, they must be said a few things.
Because as it is, we do things to diffuse the criticism, but Bob is right. After the criticism is diffused, the critics pretend it never happened.
Yeah, and they get away with it.
But if we had somebody screaming at them every day...
I think that's inevitable, though. I think even we get away with our...
too. The press doesn't like a lot of stuff that before you got one, we want to have go away, it goes away too. The people just don't give a damn about what happened 6 months ago. Look at county crisis, it's the greatest issue on the face of the earth for a week. Now you have trouble finding anybody who knows where he is or what he's doing or why.
One question, Mr. President, is whether we should do the whole thing on the record or do the other part background.
I do.
I think we'll get more criticism doing it background.
Do it on the record. All that. They scream at state, they scream.
Yeah, it ought to have forced them to stick to that line. They can't
right.
disavow it.
Let it go on the record. Okay. Roger suggests the background. Do a background. You ought to read something, though, speaking of things, Trent. The Rockets were lucky to go to Latin America. God damn it, he should have gone. We'd love to see it. He's not very lucky. He's adamant.
He's a good
one. He's going to get caught down there. Solely because of the fear of a riot. And then he said yesterday he's reconsidering the foreign minister's. I'm not sure that's a good idea.
I don't think he wants
to. He'll have a recommendation on that in a couple of weeks.
He won't do it. He said the same.
Well, they went over there and say everything so safe for themselves and everything that works. So they have to seek you out, but they still won't give themselves.
If it works, even if you've done it, they'll take credit for it. At the SIP department.
You finished the sector, all right?
I'm going to see him again.
Good. It's part of what you do, sir. Yeah. You're the bad boy to knock down some of the crap. The obvious...
He's a smart guy. You're getting him around.
The obvious thing, you know, in their line, it's quite clear, is they're trying to establish, you see, it's very hard to plan to do this. So to say Americans, they've got to say either I change rather than they change.
Of course.
That's what's in their mind.
You know, this crap, who changed the president's mind? I said, I can't tell you what the president's mind was in 65. All I know is in 67 he wrote an article on foreign policy. And from the first day I met him, he steered a course from which he's never deviated. I showed him the note you sent me on February 1st. I said, at that moment, I barely knew him. So you can't say that anyone changed his mind then. I showed him the list of NSC meetings on China. And so I said, you can see who had the basic, how this thing was worked out. And then he said, well, how about, then I did something. I brought in the book of messages we had sent. And I said, well, here is the book of messages we sent to the Chinese. I can't show you the messages. It's really, you realize we sent 48 messages to the Chinese. I said, the thing you may not realize, Jerry, is it isn't that I go into the president and say, let's send a message, and he says, okay. I said, 80% of the channels to the Chinese were thought up by the president and not by anyone else, which is true. You thought up Romania. You were the one who thought up the Polish deal. And you were the one who talked to Yahya the first time you were there in Lahore. And you even sent that air marshal to me, next to whom you sat at dinner. You may have forgotten that, but the first time we were in Lahore, after dinner, you made me speak to the air marshal who had taken a visit to Peking. And I said to Schechter, now you take China. I was basically, of course, I was strongly in favor of what the president did. But I'd have to be the first to say that I would have been more cautious and have done it in a much more deliberate way. So you have to say that the whole strategy and tactics here were thought out by the president. I said, now take Russia. Take the president's first press conference. Now the way he prepares these press conferences, I don't even know what he's going to say, nor does any department know what he's going to say before he steps up there. You'll find linkage. You will find the president's of policy over trade. You will find mention of Berlin, SALT, and all the other things. And you just compare the first press conference with what he's done. And so I said, I'm not pushing anything. I'm just telling you what the facts are.
That's the meeting we're going to have, and it may not work out to do it, but idea was, this was a meeting with those intergovernmental types, and they don't want you to stay in the meeting. They just want you to open and have the vice president preside. And it gives them a chance to get you in a thing like that without you getting stuck. I wouldn't have to be in DC in that economic meeting.
No.
We were looking for a way to get him in. We had a domestic council that gets him in.
Sure.
I think the economy meeting is too short.
Julie is going to be here.
your advice on a couple stops she's going to make, or what she could cover in her talk to the group or something.
Well, I think that's what I'm talking about her group.
I don't know if she'd do it.
If she would.
Just to say it's...